This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Weeder, Leilu Nishmas, Mamas Miriam, Chaya, Bas Rav Yecheskel. Aleha Shalom.
Beis Menachem Ov, Tuesday the 2nd of August, Rabbi Avram Zonshine, Hilchas Shabbos, Meleches Dosh.
Good morning, everyone. As you all know, one of the Meleches Lamites Melochas is Meleches Dosh, which basically means threshing, removing the grain from its enclosure, and it's quite a melacha frequent. We could chasurim be'ayva on Shabbos. It's very similar to boira, zoira, marakit. Now we're not going to talk about the separation of grain from its enclosure. We will dwell the next half an hour, Be'ezel Hashem, on one of the toildes of Meleches Dosh. One of the toildes of Meleches Dosh is extracting juice from its enclosure. We know that's a Melech Shabbos. You cannot squeeze grapes or olives in order to get the juice out. That would be a Melech D'oraisa. If you squeeze a lemon, for example, in order to make lemon juice, it would be a melocha d'rabonon. It's nevertheless also a melocha d'rabonon. We also know that there are sometimes heterim where we can squeeze even anovim bezeisim, which normally would be a melocha d'oraisa, if it's squeezed or squashed direct onto food. Direct onto food, then most Rishonim and Azoivet Gebrek Lahalocha, besides the Rabbeinu Chananu, they take the view, which is a Chiddush, the Svora the Raisa, to be Matir, even a Melocha the Raisa, that when you squeeze a juice from its fruit on to food direct, for example, you would squeeze a lemon onto a spoon of sugar, or you would squeeze lemon onto a piece of fish, or you would squeeze lemon into a salad where it gets absorbed, yeah? Then there's a svora d'oraisa, a svora, which is matria, something which would be a melocha d'oraisa, that the melocha is taking juice from fruit, from its enclosure. But if this juice goes straight onto a solid, straight into a solid, then we're not taking juice from a food, from a fruit. We're taking food from food. A chiddush of the Rishonim, there's no mefurish gemara, as far as I know, but that's a svara of the Rishonim, that it's only considered a melocha if you take A from B. Give you an example. You take milk from a cow. You're taking a mashke from an oichel. Or you are taking grape juice from a grape, or oil from an olive, so you are taking a mashke from an oichel. That's the melocha. But if you take that juice straight onto food, a spoon of sugar, onto a piece of fish, or into a salad, or into any tafsir whatsoever, then you are taking food from food, and taking food from food is not the melocha. Why is it not a liquid?
Why is it not going into liquid?
Why are we because if it's going into liquid, yeah, if it goes into liquid, then it's liquid from food. Then it's nothing to do with the fact that the oil or the wine gets bottled in the food where it's going into. It's nothing to do with that. It's the question is, what am I doing? Am I taking liquid from food? Yes? Or is it food from food? Now, that liquid is going straight into food, then that liquid which you separated from the grape is not considered liquid. It hasn't got a Shem Mashke. It's got a Shem Eichel, it's got a Shem Eichel and a Zmutter. It's a very important principle. So, number one, we have to take a Mashke from an Eichel. And taking a Mashke from an Eichel leads us immediately to another question. What is a Mashke? So someone could turn around and say, what do you mean, what's a Mashke? Anything which is liquid is a mashke. Take orange juice from oranges, that's a mashke. You take mango juice from a mango, that's a mashke. Anybody could argue that a mashke is a juice taken from whatever fruit you're taking it from. Yes? But it's not correct. Because in order to do the melocha of schita, of toilet de dosh, it's got to be what the Torah considers a mashke. Now if you take mango juice from a mango, that juice is not considered a mashke. Why is it not considered a mashke? It's a liquid. The answer is a mashke is a group of liquids which the Torah considers a mashke. What qualifications, what qualities does it need? It has to be Zion Mashkim, which we know, those of us who are learning the Fayomi currently, we learned the Sukkia of Heksha Eichel in all the Mekabel Tumma. It has to have Heksha Su Amashke, and Amashke can only be Mayim, there's a Yad Shochad Dam. That's the Simon for the Zion Mashkim, which is Yayin, Shemen, Mayim, Cholav, Dam, the chulu. So we have only a very limited group of mashkim. In that limited group, we have two, which is relevant for Melech Shabbat. Maybe there's a third one as well. Those two are Shemen and Yayin. And therefore, in order to be over Meleches Seichet, which is Toilet the Dosh, squeezing a fruit, in order to take mashke from an eichel, it can only be done min ha-toira if it's grapes or if it's olives. Then it's a melocha d'oraisa. Most other fruits are melocha d'rabonim, also midrabonim. But a melocha d'oraisa is only possible if the outcome is a mashke from an eichel, and we now learn mashke is what the Torah considers a mashke. The Torah only considers a mashke a very selected small group of liquids. Amongst those is Yayin and Shemen. Now, with this introduction, we're going to have a look at the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem He in Shams. Talking about a subject which is maybe not so relevant, but nevertheless, we will see the relevance of this Gemara is relevant to other things which could be done on Shabbos without knowing, could involve a serious melocha. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Mehem Adalov, Gufen, Kivoshim Shesachton. Kivoshim, we would call pickled vegetables, which have been pickled in yain, says Rashi, yain achoymet, vinegar, Shesachton, and you squashed out the liquid from these pickled vegetables. Omarav. So here we have three shittas. We have shittas Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, legufan mutter. If we want to have the vegetable without the liquid inside, sometimes you have pickled cucumbers, there's too much liquid inside, the liquid spills all over the plate. It gets a little bit messy. So could be a person would take a pickled cucumber and squeeze it in order to rid himself of the mashke, of the pickling agent, which has been absorbed by the cucumber. So the Rav says, legufan mutter, it mutter lechatchile to do it legufan, if you just want to get rid of the mashke. Lemei meyer, if you want to drink the pickled agent, wine or vinegar, you want to drink that, so you're squeezing the cucumber in order to get the drink, then it's potur avalosa. There's no melocha d'oraisa involved. We'll soon see why. Veshlokos, if it's cooked vegetables which have absorbed a lot of water, and here you want to get rid of the water, or you even want to drink the water, according to Rav, it's mutter in both cases. So Rav differentiates between pickled vegetables and cooked vegetables. In both cases, you want to rid yourself of the water, it bothers you, you don't want it, it's mutter lechatchile. You want to have the water, then it depends. If it's pickled, it's also midrabonon. If it's cooked, it's mutter lechatchile. Let's have a look what Rashi says. Rashi basically explains a few lines higher in the Gemara, but it's relevant to us as well. Rashi, the same thing with Masim in our Gemara. Kovshon, says Rashi, what does that mean? That Yerechai, raw vegetables, which has been pickled in yine and in wine, achoymet. The Kufay, im lechol hakvoshim sochtum im maska tzof aleim vanivla bahem muta lechatchilu. If it's in order to get rid of the maska, which is floating on top of the cucumber, or it's nivla, it's absorbed inside the cucumber, it's muta lechatchilu, the lo mefariku. He's not doing meleches mefarek, which means extracting an item from another item. He's doing it in order to get rid of the masker, not to obtain the masker, not to keep the masker, to get rid of the masker, then it's mutalakatrino. But if he wants to drink the masker, Rashi says, potur, and now listen to what Rashi says. Shein zeh mefarek. Although you want to have the masker, nevertheless, this is not meleches soichet. This is not meleches dosh, this is not mefarek, this is not toil to the dosh. Why? So Rashi says a yisod. She'ein ha-mashke hazeh yoytze min ha-kvoshim shelo yigotu betoichem aval osu otu zeisim v'anuvim. So Rashi says, why there are no isser from soiche? Because, says Rashi, because this mashke ha-yoytze is not godel betoichem. It didn't naturally grow in this enclosure. Juice in the grapes naturally grew in the grapes, was produced in the grapes. Similar, the oil and the olives were produced inside naturally. This masker, it may be wine which has been absorbed in the cucumber, this masker is not there originally, it wasn't produced in there. If it wasn't produced in this environment, it wasn't produced inside this cucumber or this vegetable, it came from outside, not in a natural way, therefore that's not called meleches soichet. So we learn here a very important principle, and actually there's a machloikus about this in a minute, that in order to be chayiv for meleches dosh, and we're not talking about Issa Rabbonani, we're talking about the Issa Toyer, in order to be over the Issa Toyer, we're going to take a juice from its natural environment. If it has come there through other means, then you won't be chayv. That shits as rav.
Get rid of the water because you don't want it. Why isn't it boira?
Why is it not boira? That's a very good question. That's a very good question. It should be boira. So you must say that you're doing it the altar for the purpose of eating the vegetables straight away. Yeah, that you must say. The chayre should be boira. You're separating an unwanted object from a wanted object. Yeah? Although boira, we could pack the falvel on this point, because we don't usually find boira in that particular way. Boira, usually when the two things are next to each other, then taking one from another, they're mixed up together, that's boira. But here we have a bit of an unusual case where the water is inside the cucumber, but the choira, Bashkov, we're showing you 100% right, it should be boira. This is where the problem is, that meleches dosh and meleches boira are very much interlinked. And the Rishonim asked the Kasha, when is it dosh and when is it boira? And they find it difficult to give exactly the hagdora, the klal, the formula, when something is under the headline of dosh and something under the headline of boira. But in order to not to make any difficulty, you might have to make such a kimtum that you need it for the immediate purpose. You might ask them, but aren't you taking the bad from the good? Yeah? So the answer to this is, there are very few instances, but there are, where you're allowed to, in Meleches Boira, separate the psoilus from the oichel. We know that Meleches Boira always have to be done with the condition of separating the food from the psoilus, not the other way around. But there are instances, and we're all familiar with those instances, where we're allowed to do it by taking the psoilus from the oichel. For example, anybody eats an orange in Shabbos, you peel it. So you're taking the orange from the fruit, the peel from the fruit. Why is that not boira psoilus min oichel? And the answer is because there's no other way of doing it. You know, you don't have to cut the orange into two and spoon out the fruit inside and leaving the peel behind. You don't have to do it that way. Although it could be done that way, we don't have to do it that way. So therefore we can peel onions. That's Remo or Mechava and Simin Kuf Chovanov. You can, and it's Bishem Yishalmi. We can peel onions and we can peel fruit. So there's no other way, it's mutter. So similar here, in order to satisfy your very valid question, one has to say that here we are doing it for the altar. I call upon it, this is Shittas Rav. Shmuel said, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh le'gufan mutter le'me'mayim potu avonosu. Shmuel says no. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh le'gufan mutter le'me'mayim potu. If you want to have the vegetable without the liquid, it's mutter. Le'me'mayim, it's also midrabonu. Yeah. And then we have Shittas Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan said that in both cases, Rav Yochanan said that if you do it legufon is muta lechatchina, then meimayim you are chayv chatzos. Rav Yochanan is mechulig on this. Rav Yochanan says then meimayim you are chayv chatzos. We come back to Shittas Rav Yochanan. I call upon it. What we learned so far, a chiddush, that in order to do meleches dosh, or meleches toda de dosh, you're going to take a liquid, and this liquid has to be separated from its fruit, from its origin, but it has to be originally there. If it's there in an unnatural way, that's not meleches mefa, that's how Rashi learns. Okay. We find on Shabbos, maybe this is not what people would do, but nevertheless we find on Shabbos similar situations, which is quite frequently done, if one doesn't know, and we find that it's borderlining and sometimes could be a melacha d'oraisa. For example, everybody knows, people who want to go to mikvah on Shabbos, or people in climate like this, feel very hot, and want to take a bowl of water and put their head into the bowl of water to cool off a little bit. If they trade a beard, then there's a possibility that they should be over an issa de rabbonon of drying the hair or the beard. If you dry it thoroughly, then the mishabura brings b'shem urachreinim, it's a mugen avurim, b'shem Rabbi Yudah Achosit. It says, "V'chein ha'tovel b'Shabbos yizoya shlo yisroy tzoroy lenakvom." But be very careful when you dry the hair, not to squeeze the water out of the hairs. Now, nobody is going to drink that water. You're not going to take the towel afterwards, or you're not going to take your beard and squeeze the water into a cup. Nobody's going to drink the water. So it's water which is haylech le'ibud. Nevertheless, we find that Mishabur brings b'shem na'achreinim, one has to be very careful, it's melech, it could be an issa d'rabonim. Because you're not drinking it, it's an issa d'rabonim. Similarly, we find, now, the town in tablecloth, it might be different, but let's go back to the olden days where everybody had beautiful, white, pure linen or linen tablecloths on their table on Shabbos. Then somebody spills wine on the tablecloths. There it's possible you want to spoon up the wine, which is not only lying on the tablecloth, but is also absorbed inside the tablecloth. And the Mishabura brings the Taz, and the Prima Gordon explains the Taz. In such a case where you're taking a spoon to return not just the wine on top of the tablecloth, but the wine absorbed inside the tablecloth, it may be a melocha d'oraisa. And we're not talking about libun. We're not talking about the melocha of libun. Because we're talking about red wine. White wine could be libun. Red wine is not going to change the color, the red color on the tablecloth to make it white anymore. The stain is there whether the wine stays in the tablecloth or not. So we're not trying to save the tablecloth and get it nice and clean and white again. We push it trying to save the wine which has been absorbed in a linen tablecloth. Says the Taz and the Primigod, which brings it, it could be a meloche, the rice of Tolde, the dash of Seichet, squeezing out a liquid from its enclosure. And the kasha is, how does that agree with the Gemara in which you've just learned, with the principle of Rashi, that an agent and a juice which is in an enclosure where it doesn't belong naturally is not Meleches Dosh? How does that tie up with our Gemara? And these two things are, these two things could very, very, very easily happen. A person should be safe when he is, dries himself after a dip in a mikveh, or a dip in a cold bowl of cold water, and similar with the tablecloth. So we have here two practical hechatzitzes where you over a melocha de rabbonan, and sometimes even a deraisa, the chayra, it's a stira to our gemara. Now the halacha, that gebringt, what we just learned about kvoshim and shlokris. So we paskin, like Rav and Shmuel, that you're allowed to squeeze kvoshim and shlokris, we even paskin, that if it's that it's mutalachatchila, like Rav. Even passing is mutalachatchila. So how does it tie up with the halacha of the beard in the mikveh and similar with the tablecloth? How does it tie up the two things together? So you must say there's a new havona in the Gemara. There's a new havona in the Gemara, not like Rashi, and that's perhaps how the Rishonim learned, and that's why they came up with this issa of toivlin in a mikveh, where there's a possible, not the issue of toivlin, the issue of drying yourself when you're squeezing out there. So what's the new havona to understand this gemara? When we look in Tosfos in Ksuvos, and Tosfos in Ksuvos, a very famous Tosfos, and the Bochim come to there in Yeshiva and they learn the first pair of Ksuvos, they have to close their Ksuvos gemara and sit down and learn the Sechta Shabbos. Because it's a very long and difficult Tosfos. All of us may have come across that Tosfos in our youth when we learned Masechta Ksuvos, we managed to learn that in our years in Yeshiva. And there's a Tosfos in Ksuvos, Davov Amud Aleph, where Tosfos goes into great lengths to explain when sometimes squeezing is Meleches Libun, because you're cleaning a garment, and sometimes it's Meleches Dosh, because you're Mefarek, you are extracting a liquid from its enclosure. And Tosfos says the following. Tosfos asks the Kashrim that we paskin that Kvoshim Shesochtem Negufam is Mutum. Hoy Mutum Lechatchile, and it's only an Issa de Rabbonon if you want to have the liquid. Oh, so Tosfos says, I'll say, you're right. When you squeeze, Tosfos is not talking about tablecloth yet, he's talking about cotton wool, which you have put into, imagine, a Shabbos kettle, where we have a tap coming out. Now, this is a barrel of wine. You have a tap coming out, and the tap, round its hole, is not properly secure. So if you have time before Shabbos, you change the washer, you put in another washer, two washers, just to make sure it's tightly closed. But what do you do on Shabbos? You cannot take off the tap. So what do you do? So the Gemara talks about taking a piece of cloth and squeezing it in where the wine is running out, plucking up the hole. And Tosfos says here, that may involve Meleches Dosh, because if the wine is being collected in a cup which comes out when you squeeze the cloth into the hole, then you are doing dosh in order to save the wine. You're squeezing it and you are going to benefit from the wine coming out. And Tosfos here quotes the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Alev. Anyway, Tosfos here is busy with the Gemara which talks about that the sometimes squeezing a cloth in order to obtain the wine inside could be a melocha d'oraisa. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, what about kvoshim? We see by kvoshim and shlokos, it's mutter, and it's only an issa de rabbonon if you want the mashkin. Now listen to what Tosfos says. Tosfos says there's a new pshat in the Gemara. Oy geshloimer, oy mari, the mutzir lemeim, the dafki kvoshim shori. Chazal v'oni matir kvoshim and shlo vegetables to squeeze them. The have a nisret mehem kemal uchle de ifris. Ve'ein shem mashke olov. Kenamrinon da afilele me'mayim potu avaloso. What Tosfos is trying to say? Tosfos is trying to say that there's two different things altogether. We have a problem. I'm coming back now to our shala, a tablecloth which is absorbed wine. Or in the case of Tosfos, a gemara, a piece of cloth which was put into a barrel of wine to stop the leaking. And there, squeezing it out could be a malocha d'oraisa if you don't use the wine. And we have our case of squeezing water in the beard, and somebody wants to drink the water, it might be a malocha d'oraisa. If the water is wasted, it's definitely an issa d'rabbona, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. And then we have kvoshim mishlokis. And Tosfos says kvoshim mishlokis is totally different, and you cannot compare the two. Why not? So Tosfos says, because Dafki kvoshim shori, to have a hanisrat mehem kemal uchle de ifnis, the ein shame mashke olav. These kvoshim and shlo, these vegetables, what did they absorb? They either absorbed the water in which they were cooked, or they absorbed the wine and the vinegar in which they were pickled. So when you squeeze them, why are you now getting out? The chayyeh, you're getting out the water, or you're getting out the pickle? The pickling agent, the wine and the chayvus, the taste is not so. Once they have entered the environment of a cucumber, and it gets squashed out again, it's not any more wine which is coming out, not any more water is coming out. It's the neshoma of the vegetable which is coming out, together with the wine and the water. It's the neshoma of the vegetable. And once the neshoma of the vegetable comes out together with the wine or the water, then it's not squeezing mashke from an oichel, it's taking an oichel and separating it from another oichel, which the Torah never asked. The Torah asked, the principle of the Malacha we said before was, you're taking A from B, you're taking a mashke, and we said a mashke is a very exclusive clump of liquids, you're taking that from a food or from another object. But if you're taking the water, the pickling agent, from a cucumber, or the water in which the cucumber has been cooked in, then the neshoma of the cucumber is coming out of the pickling agent. And therefore it's now not. You might say, chemically, I can see the wine in this liquid. I can see the water in the liquid. But Chazal said, no, since it's now mixed up with whatever else is in the cucumber, and therefore it's uchle, oichel, it comes out from an oichel. However, if one squeezes a beard, then the shoma of the beard doesn't come out, obviously. It's the water which comes out from the beard. Similarly, if you have a linen tablecloth, and you squeeze the linen tablecloth, it's not the tablecloth which comes out with the liquid. It's the pure liquid. Maybe it'll take a little bit of the tablecloth as well, but it's the pure liquid which comes out. If it's the pure liquid which comes out, and you want to use that liquid, then it's a melacha d'oraisa. In other words, Tosfos has got a total new havona in Melechus Dosh and Rashi. According to Rashi, Melechus Dosh has to be in its natural environment. Otherwise, you cannot be chayv. Anything which is not in a natural environment, you cannot be chayv. According to Tosfos, not so. According to Tosfos, it just has to be liquid from whatever form of environment it is. If it's liquid in a beard, it's not naturally there. If it's liquid in a linen tablecloth, if it's liquid in a piece of cloth which you've squashed into to block a hole in your Shabbos kettle, and by putting it in, you're squeezing the liquid and it comes out. If that liquid is going to be used, it's a malacha d'oraisa. If however the liquid goes to waste, it's an issa d'rabbanan. So with this we can understand many more practical situations where if we are dealing with the exclusive club of these liquids, which sometimes we are, if it's wine or if it's water or if it's whatever it is, it could be sometimes if a person, I know it's not the matter, but for example, you take your swimming trunks, I know you don't use them, so I'll give you an example. You take your swimming trunks, and you give them a good kvetch. A person would be over two melachos. If he drinks the water afterwards, he'll not over only be over melachos libun. He'll not only be over melachos libun. Of course, he's cleaning the swimming trunks by moving the water. But if he's in the Sahara Desert and water is precious, I don't know where you get a swimming pool from in the Sahara Desert. But if you do find one and water is precious, and you're squeezing those swimming pools in order to get the water out and drink the water afterward, you'd be over meleches soichet as well. Because according to Tosfos, that's how we take on the halacha. We forget about the principle of Rashi being a natural environment, as long as one of the Zayin Mashkim, which are coming out of the enclosure, whatever the enclosure is, your chayiv, and that's what we have to watch for, and make sure we don't fall into that trap. Thank you very much for listening. It was a pleasure to be here.